This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown, and our show is made possible in part by the people of Minnesota through the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, also by the Iron Mining Association of Minnesota. We're broadcasting live from the Fauston Library Arts Center in Fauston. We're a small town here in northwestern Minnesota, about 45 minutes west of Bemidji, part of the state, now covered by our new station, KBXE, broadcasting out of Bagley. It's nice to be back in the Northwest, where the trees end, the prairie begins, and the continent cleaves before your very eyes. Now, I'd like to direct you to our next musical guest, a local guitar virtuoso whose mullet is nationally ranked.
Aaron, do you have a second?
Well, we're in the middle of a live show, Heidi.
It's about funding.
Oh, okay, I have a minute. Yeah, sure. Nick, play some of your emergency muzak. Do you have any of that?
Negative.
Okay, well, can you just make something up for a few minutes? Okay.
Okay. I know it's last minute, but I was wondering if we could add another sponsor to the show. We just got a call from them this morning, and they have a message they'd like us to play.
I don't know, Heidi. It's nothing political, is it? You know, that never goes down well.
Of course. We had to cut that from our last show when it was political. And yeah. No, it's nothing like that. It's from a group called the Organization of Winged Language Supporters. Dozens of them stopped by the studio this morning. They were all over the parking lot, waiting right by the door, and I think one of them pooped on my windshield. But I can't prove it.
Hold on a second. Organization of Winged Language Supporters. Owls. These are actual owls?
That's what I said. They're very concerned that the owl vernacular is being lost in the modern age. Their motto is, "Not everybody tweets." They want to introduce more of the world to the complicated language of the owls.
Well, complicated language, isn't it just hoo, hoo?
Keep your voice down.
Oh.
That's what I said, and they all started hooting at me. Apparently, it's a vicious stereotype. They've been trying to overcome it for years.
Wow, I never knew.
Well, so they put together a product they want us to advertise on the show. Here, take a look at it.
I don't know. This is pretty cheesy for product placement. Couldn't we just hold another pledge drive?
Look around you, Aaron. They're in the rafters.
Oh, no. They're everywhere.
Someone must have let them in. There's hundreds of them up there just waiting silently in that creepy way that owls do. Yeah. If we don't do what they say, they'll swoop.
Whatever happened to wise old Mr. Owl?
Apparently it all changed after Harry Potter came out. It mobilized them or something. See that great horned owl up there? They call her Hedwig. And I think she runs the whole show. Aaron, we don't have much time. Just make the pitch.
All right. Nick, cut the music. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to take a moment to bring you a message from our brand new sponsor. The Organization for Winged Language Supporters are bringing their ancient language to the public forefront with a brand new musical release CD featuring cover songs of some of today and yesterday's greatest hits, dubbed Owls Bop Now. Okay. First off, the classic party anthem by the Baha Men. So majestic, so memorable, and of course, the rock ballad from the band The Who. If that doesn't give you a sense of the glorious culture presented in the ancient owl race, then nothing will. Heidi, who wrote this?
Aaron, keep reading.
And we mustn't forget the classic love song, appropriate for any non-work-related function, originally recorded by the late Whitney Houston.
And
give me a moment to brush the tears out of my eyes, folks. I'm really moved here. They even include the theme song from one of the greatest film franchises of the early 21st century, the classic story of a boy and a bird, and the terrible dark wizard Caldwell, you know who. Ah!
They're swooping, Aaron.
Ah!
The music must have set them off.
All right. Everyone, remain calm. The owls will get tired, I hope. Nikolai, will you play some music while I sort this out? All right. Okay, that's good. That calmed him down. All right. Well, now that's over. So we now return to our regularly scheduled programming. I'm sorry. Looks like we'll have to bump the keytar player. But